Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy Be Human podcast. My name is Callie Gwali. I'm podcast host, and I'm so pumped you're here today listening to today's episode. We are having a fun little solo episode. This is going to be a juicy topic. We're talking about self-love and feeling empowered and speaking life over yourself and others, but we're taking it from a Christian standpoint. So even if you're listening and you're not a Christian, I do encourage you to listen to the episode because it is packed with goodness, things that you can apply to your life regardless. Anyways, this is a controversial topic in the church, and I am here to break this just weirdness that the church has around empowerment. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about all the reasons why it is controversial. We're going to talk about why it's okay and all those things. So bear with me. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a jam-packed one. But before we get into our topic today, we're going to do self-check-in. So wherever you are, take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with goodness, with love, all the things. And then exhale, sigh out anything that's not serving you, anything that is holding you back. Just let it go. All right. I want you to ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? Get real with yourself here and ask a follow-up question. Why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened, but just get honest with yourself here. And now I want you to ask yourself, what is something that I can do today to boost my mood? Maybe it's take a nice power nap. I was feeling horrible earlier and I took a little hot girl walk and power nap combo and it was so good. So whatever it is, just hold yourself accountable to that. Okay, now I want you to ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? You know the drill if you listen to the podcast. Grab your water. We're going to hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers. Cheers to hydration, my queens. Especially in the summer, it's so important. Okay, next question. Whew, I feel like I'm out of breath. I'm in my third trimester of pregnancy, so bear with me. The baby Gwali is taking up a lot of space in my belly and pushing my lungs, I think. Anyways, if I'm like, that's why. Okay, next question. Have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you haven't, so important to stand up, shake out the legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. All right, next question. Do I feel worthy? This is one to really chew on. Do you feel worthy? And if you don't feel worthy, I want you to ask yourself, why don't I feel worthy? And chew on it. Maybe journal about it. Where did this start? Where did this first begin? This feeling of unworthiness. And we're going to move right into our life updates because I want to dive into this topic because it's so good. But I don't want the episode to be too long. So life updates. Honestly, wow, where to even start? This past week, I feel like I've been asleep pretty much the entire week. It's so interesting. Third trimester. So I did a whole episode on my pregnancy journey last week. So if you want to know the nitty gritty of my pregnancy experience, go listen to that. Otherwise, it's so wild. I feel like first, second trimester, I was tired. But third trimester, it's like, if I don't nap, I don't know. I like need to nap at this point. So I'm going to try and add a nap into my schedule every day so that I continuously have energy, because even drinking like a matcha doesn't do anything. I still feel tired. So anyways, that has been my life recently, napping, nap queen moment. The baby is growing so fast. Like, it's so cool. My stomach. Okay. So you know how sometimes people, when they're pregnant, their belly button will flip to an outie? Okay, well, my belly button, I feel like it's slowly, progressively changing every single day. It looks a little different. So funny. It's like the belly button evolution scene where I'm like so curious if it's going to flip to an outie or not. But otherwise, this past week was awesome. I made a new friend. I was already friends with this person, but we got a lot closer. Shout out my friend McKaylee. She has a podcast and we actually got a lot closer because I went over and recorded an episode on her podcast called Keeping It Real. Definitely go check it out. It's by McKaylee Lonabelle and it is a really awesome, just really raw, honest Christian podcast. She's amazing. She is just such an honest person, so real, and I love that about her, hence the name Keeping It Real. We recorded a super long episode talking about all things sexual sin, sex before marriage, my journey with that, and we talked about my testimony, some other things as well. So definitely go give that a listen. I think it comes out today or tomorrow, so it'll be out by the time this episode comes out. But had to give her a little shout out. We got super close. It's awesome. She actually lives like literally so close to me, which is such a blessing. I met her because I do my Saturday morning Pilates and praise classes, and I met her because she came to one of them, and I was like, oh my goodness, you're so cool. You love Pilates. You love Jesus. Like, let's be friends. So anyways, we have gotten a lot closer over the past just week, and that has been such a blessing. If you're struggling with friends, like you feel like you don't have a lot of friends right now in your life who are really bringing you up and building you into the version of you you want to be, seriously pray about it. God has just brought so many people into my life recently who I feel like they're like my age. They are just really, really walking with the Lord and are people that I want to be closer to because they are people who definitely have a lot of fruit spiritually. And so that has just been really awesome. And I mean, the Lord, I've been praying for friends for a while. And if you've been feeling lonely, like seriously, just pray. God will bring you your people. And it might take time, but He will bring you your people. So I want to encourage you guys with that. But otherwise, I feel like that's most of the updates. I'm working really hard at launching an in-person studio right now, a Pilates studio. And it's been really cool too. I can't wait to share more updates on that. The Lord has definitely been opening a lot of doors with that, and it's been really, really cool just feeling how aligned this whole journey has been with opening a little studio. It's been a dream of mine for such a long time now, so it's really cool seeing it all come together. Whew, deep breath, deep breath. This is like a workout right now talking, but we're going to get into today's episode topic, and I want to just give a quick little backstory. This was a very fresh thing that happened to me today. So I opened up an email today, and this email was from someone who does my workouts on Sweaty Studio. So a little backstory, if you don't know what my workouts are like, is I created my studio back in 2022 when I was struggling a lot with my mental health. And so I wanted to create a place where people could work out and work on their mental health as well as their physical health. So I found a lot of power in what we speak over ourselves, aka affirmations, saying like, I am beautiful, my body is strong, things that are life-giving, speaking that over yourself during the workouts, because let's be real, as women, it can be a really challenging space to really fight against those intrusive thoughts. So sometimes I know for me, the enemy used to really come at me in my workouts, make me compare my body to other people through thoughts that were placed in my mind that I didn't take captive. I felt like I just wasn't good enough, all these things. And my focus was so much on my physical appearance during the workouts and what I needed to change about myself that I found my workouts, if anything, just made me feel worse in general. So I set out to make a space where people could feel really empowered during their workouts while also getting a fire workout in and getting strong and all of the physical benefits that we love from exercise. That's the backstory on the studio. Okay, a little bit more backstory. Around January of this past year, January, February, I was basically diving headfirst into getting closer to God, learning more about the Lord, about all these things, and I started to feel weird about affirmations. I wasn't sure if affirmations were good or bad, just because there is such a controversy around self-love in the Christian church. And actually, for a while, I felt this like pressure that I needed to put after every affirmation something about Jesus, because I send out a weekly newsletter and I have weekly affirmations in them. Even in my workouts, I started to feel guilty if I didn't say, I am strong because of the Lord, all these different things. So anyways, I was struggling with this kind of confusion around where I stood, around what I believed with affirmations. So during this time of confusion, I started to pray to God because my entire business is a Pilates studio with affirmations in the workouts. And I was like, is this evil? Like, is this bad? All these different things. So I had this just confusion and I was just praying to the Lord about it. And I definitely got some clarity around affirmations and self-love and all these things. And I really want to share it with you guys because I think the Christian church in general is extremely disempowered. So many of us walk our day-to-day lives feeling unworthy, feeling like it's wrong to love ourselves, feeling like we can't do self-love things because that's a sin or whatever we're believing, when in reality, it's simply not true. I'm going to preface this though. I believe deeply that we need to put God first in everything. Everything else will follow from there. So if we're placing ourselves higher than God, that's just going to reap corruption. That's going to reap feeling unfulfilled. It's going to reap destruction. And simply, when you place yourself above God, you're idolizing yourself, which I believe that's a sin. But nowhere in the Bible does it say it's wrong to love yourself. In fact, there is a scripture in the Bible that says, love your neighbor as yourself. So I think what helped me a lot during this time of confusion around self-love, affirmations, is realizing that how are we supposed to love other people well if we can't love ourselves? If we think it's wrong to be loving to ourselves, to make time for ourselves, to speak loving things towards ourselves, to look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, wow, I look good today. How are we going to look at anyone else and do the same? And this is something that has been a tangible thing in my life. I found that in the seasons of my life where I judged myself deeply and I felt insecure, I had low confidence, in those seasons, I judged other people a lot more. I would notice people's flaws. I would see people who I would think mean things about them. It's so interesting because in the seasons when I was actively making time to speak life over myself, to tell myself affirmations in the mirror, to love myself, to be kind during my workouts to myself, to fill my cup, all these things, that's when I actually found that I was able to love other people so much better, and I didn't see other people as working messes. I saw them as beautiful creations of how God made them. It's so cool. So anyways, that's my little stance on self-love. I think the church in general is, the argument is self-love is prideful. I think that's the argument. What is pride? Pride is a deadly sin, and it definitely flows from a place of putting yourself above the Lord, thinking that you can do things in your own strength, thinking that you're better than other people, basically putting yourself on this pedestal in your own strength. If we are doing all of these things out of a place of pride, I do believe that yes, like that's not good. But if we are doing all of these things out of a place of what does God say about me, I'm going to speak that over myself, I think that's fine. I think it's great. And so, okay, I'm going to read some scripture for you guys so that this really makes a lot more sense. It's really cool because this week, actually, my pastor gave a whole sermon about the power of confession, not in the sense of confessing sins, but rather confessing life over ourselves. We can confess life, or we can literally curse ourselves with what we say because there's a lot of power in the tongue. So this is James 3:3-6. I'm going to read this whole thing to you and I hope it helps a little bit. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. And a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire, And among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. I have a PSA for the girls out there who are so tired of dreading the week before their period, where the cramps and bloat are real, every life decision starts to get questioned, cravings are off the charts, along with that dreaded exhaustion. As you know, we talk about everything on here, especially health and wellness, which includes our hormonal health as women. Something most of us didn't learn in school is that painful periods aren't actually normal. In fact, they're a signal that something is off in our body. That's why I want to introduce you to Hormone Harmony. With over 17,000 reviews of women mentioning over and over again how they finally feel like themselves, Hormone Harmony is a nature-inspired hormone support supplement that adapts to your body's unique needs. It helps with occasional bloating and mild mood swings, and it's been great for improving sleep and supporting weight management. Happy Mammoth, the company behind Hormone Harmony, really focuses on making women's lives easier with science-backed ingredients that are proven to work. They don't compromise on quality, and you can definitely tell. One of the things I love about Hormone Harmony is the adaptogens like ashwagandha extract, which helps the body handle stress from hormonal changes and cortisol levels. Another key ingredient that I love is maca root extract. I've actually loved maca for a while now because it gives me sustained energy, helps with mild mood swings, and supports a healthy drive. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CALLY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CALLY for 15% off today. If you've been struggling with hormonal issues, give Hormone Harmony a try. It might just be the support you need.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Whoa, that's spicy. That is some serious stuff there. And I think what I want to just dive into is how the tongue is like, it's like a tiny spark that can set an entire forest on fire. I want to specifically talk about cursing ourselves. This is something that I think a lot of people do. I used to do it a lot in my life. I didn't even realize I did it. It is when you, for example, let's say you make a mistake and you say over yourself, "Oh, I'm so stupid." Okay, so let's just really fast backtrack slightly and talk about what the enemy's voice in our life sounds like versus God's voice. I have whole episodes on this if you want to know a little bit more about how you can hear God, all the things. So when the enemy speaks to us, he is like the mean girl in school. He wants to pull us very far away from the Lord. He wants us to believe lies. He is literally the father of lies. Like, that's how Satan is described. Satan is not unique. He does not create his own things. He's a copycat and he's a liar. So when he is speaking to us, it's lies and it's accusing. He's an accuser. That's another word used to describe Satan. So any sort of thoughts in our mind that are accusative, that are like saying like, "You're a failure. Why would you do such a thing? You're not good enough. You really think you can do it?" Okay, that's literally Satan's voice right there talking to us. And his goal in those moments of saying those things is to form lies in our mind, to plant seeds. And if we don't take these thoughts captive when they come in, they can turn into strongholds. Think about how something is built. It isn't a mansion overnight. It takes time to slowly build something. And that's how these strongholds operate. It doesn't necessarily happen overnight to where you have a stronghold of anxiety in your life. But if you don't take initial anxious thoughts captive and you believe them in the moment, like, oh yeah, like I don't have enough money, like, oh my goodness. That lie turns into, it's a seed and it starts to bloom. It starts to grow into something even further. And before you know it, this thing turns into literal oppression in your life if you don't take it captive. So this is where it's so important to make sure that we are taking thoughts captive every single day. We are not fighting a physical battle. We are fighting a spiritual battle. The spiritual realm is real. I have been on both sides of the spiritual realm. Part of my testimony is that I used to be deep into New Age stuff, which if you don't know what New Age is, it's like tarot cards, it's manifestation, it's crystals, all those things. And this is where I come, the background that I come from. Also, well, I grew up a Christian, but I fell into New Age for about a year. And then through that, it's really interesting. The Lord, he actually got my attention through two friends who are Christians. Didn't even know they were Christians, invited me to the same church on the same weekend. I went, it was like the Lord just speaking directly to me. And I was just like, okay, God, like God is literally so real. Like, how is he not real? And anyways, I experienced the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit is so much stronger than the power of any sort of Reiki, whatever. Like that stuff is real, but it's not nearly as powerful as the Lord and the Holy Spirit. So I just have to give you guys this background that the spiritual realm is real. Things are not coincidental that happen in our lives. Things happen and it's usually driven by something going on in the spiritual, like spiritual attack when you feel like just so many things in your life keep going wrong. This could be a sign that there is chaos in your life, that the enemy is coming at you. And this is why it's so important that as Christians, we walk in authority, in the authority that we have. And if we're not empowered, if we're sitting around cursing ourselves all day long, saying that we're not enough, we're not worthy of God's love, we're stupid, we're a mess, all these different curses that we can speak over ourselves, we're not doing ourselves any favor in fighting the spiritual battle on a daily basis. So that was my little tangent there. How do we stop cursing ourselves? Watch what you say. Even if you say something as a joke, if you're like, I'm such an idiot, you're still cursing yourself. You're coming into agreement with what the enemy says about you because he placed that thought in your mind that you're an idiot. And you believe it and you say it, even if you're like, oh, I'm just joking, you're still speaking that out. You're still speaking it over yourself. So there is a lot of power. And that's what this scripture is talking about when it says that it can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself, talking about the tongue. If we are constantly speaking over ourselves that our finances are dying, that our business is slow and dying, all these things, we're coming into agreement with what the enemy wants us to believe. He wants to steal, he wants to kill, he wants to destroy, he wants to lead us into discouragement, he wants to destruct us, and he wants us to hate God. That's his main mission. How can I pull this person as far from the Lord as possible? So now that we know that we can curse ourselves, we can also curse other people too. And that's the same thing, speaking death over other people. It can negatively affect people's lives. People we love, if we get in a fight and we yell at them and we're like, you're a failure, we need to renounce that ASAP, because that's evil. That's straight up evil, and that's a cursing someone. So if that happens, renounce it. Be like, I renounce the curse I placed on blank in Jesus' name. Additionally, let's talk about, on a brighter side of things, speaking truth over yourself. The enemy wants to lie and tell us that we're not worthy of speaking truth over ourselves. I literally sat for months feeling like I wasn't worthy of speaking loving things over myself when the Lord speaks loving things over me every single day. So why is it wrong for me to see myself through the lens of the Lord, how he sees me, not in a prideful way, but in the way of I'm God's creation. I'm royalty. He made me a masterpiece. So why should I see myself as an ugly failure? Like, that's me seeing myself as the enemy sees me. And that's me falling into his trap and believing his lies and listening to the wrong side of this fight. So when we speak truth over ourselves, I think the best place to start is to grab a pen and paper and ask the Lord, how do you see me, God? And as things pop into your mind, write them down. You might get like masterpiece, beautiful, beautiful creation, wise, intelligent, all these different things. And now I want you to literally write down affirmations. Be like, I am beautiful. I am wonderfully made. And you can add on like, I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head. I am enough because God tells me I'm enough. Like, you can add Jesus into it too. But I'm just going to say, like, if you say I am loved, that's fine. Like, that's literally fine. But it is, once again, important to make sure that, like, where does your heart stand in this whole thing? Okay. Moving on from affirmations, I want to talk about really filling your cup. Is that selfish? And my answer is no. Jesus, in his entire ministry, would go off to the side in solitude, and he would spend time with the Lord. He was filling his spiritual cup. He wasn't always giving to other people. He wasn't constantly pouring out. He had to refill. And this is literally the God of the universe doing this. So I just want to put that out there for you, because it's very important for us to fill our spiritual cup first and foremost. If we start our day with the Lord, everything else is going to follow. I don't say that for you to get into this like strict religious habit where you feel like you need to spend exactly 30 minutes with God in the morning or else you're not close to God, and believe that lie, because that's a whole other conversation. But I will say it is important to really, really check in and be like, am I prioritizing my relationship with the Lord? If I'm not, like, why am I not wanting to prioritize my relationship with God? And then going from there. Because, like, when we walk in the Spirit in our day-to-day life, like, it is just so much better. So much more fruit comes from it. We are able to fight off the attack of the enemy so much better. It is just such a game changer. But where I was going with that is it's also important to take care of our body. It's important to take care of our minds as well. And I have a whole series on mind, body, spirit for Healthy Girl Summer. So definitely go and listen to that for some fun ideas for how you can take care of your mind, body, and your spirit this summer or whatever time of the year you're listening to this episode. Because our bodies are temples, and if you really look at it from a spiritual perspective, we are not our bodies. Our bodies are literally what I just said, our temple. God created our bodies. Our spirits are who we really are. And so he has given us our bodies. He has entrusted us to take care of our bodies that he made. Like, our bodies are the Lord's property. So it is our job to eat healthy foods, to move our bodies, to exercise, to make sure our body is healthy. Same with our minds. Like, what are we putting into our minds on a daily basis? Is it something that's life-giving? Is it something that is making us feel really good and clear-minded and getting smarter? All these things. Or are we killing our brain by playing video games constantly, by watching movies that are really dark and are not great? Are we listening to music that is filled with cuss words and just not great things? Like, what are we putting into our minds? Because we also have a responsibility to take care of our minds as well. I just thought about this whole verse about a house. I don't even know what verse it is. I don't have it pulled up. But anyways, it's just important that we take care of our bodies. Think of it like the Lord's house, literally the Lord's temple. It's where the Holy Spirit dwells in us. So anyways, that was a lot. That was a lot of little tangents, but I hope that brings some clarity to you. I I'm really wanting to do an entire episode. Oh, wait, I'm going to read one more verse. This is Proverbs 18:21. The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. So that is what I'm going to end this little topic on. Chew on it. If you're feeling weird about it, seriously, pray about it. What does the Lord tell you about this? I was feeling unclear, unsettled. I wasn't sure if what I was hearing was God or not. All about the affirmation stuff. And over time, I've dove in, I've done my research, I've read the Bible, I've prayed, most importantly. Asking God directly is literally the best thing you could possibly do when it comes to getting answers, because He will tell you, He will show you the truth about something, and the truth will set you free. So I know this was a lot, and I really want to record an episode that dives deeper into, like, I think I've wanted to do an episode on this for so long, but really talking about like New Age and how a lot of this stuff in New Age is actually perverted versions of what God created. So this is something that I've been learning recently. My eyes have been super, super opened to just how the enemy operates. He literally takes beautiful things God makes and he perverts them, aka sex. And there's a whole other topic around that. But I mean, literally, look at our world today that we're living in. The enemy has perverted sex, and sex was created by the Lord. So anyways, New Age, it's really interesting. It's so interesting how a lot of that stuff is seriously perverted, watered down versions of beautiful things God has created and given us access to through the Holy Spirit. But that is for the next, another day. Let me know if you want to hear more about that. Also, I hope you like this episode. I feel like we haven't done a super like deep dive into scripture, Bible topics in a while. I know it's Healthy But Human, so we talk about all sorts of things on here, a lot of lifestyle, health and wellness, mental health, all the things, but I do love me a good spiritual health episode. So as always, feel free to message me any topics you want to see on the podcast, anything you've been struggling with. You can DM me at Callie Gwally on Instagram. Also at Healthy But Human Pod, you can DM me. And last but not least, we have a group chat you can join, and we have a little Ask Callie section where you can ask me questions on there. That's probably the fastest place that I'll see your question is on the group chat. So I'll link it in the show notes below. But otherwise, if you love this episode, make sure you leave a 5-star review. It helps the show reach more people. Share it with your friends who need to hear something like this. And also feel free to post it on your stories. You can tag me, I'll repost you. But yeah, you're awesome. I'm so thankful for you. Thanks for listening to the episode, and I'll see you next time. Keep being amazing. Stay healthy, be human. Know you're deeply loved, and you're here for a reason. All right. Bye, my gorgeous queen.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.